Building the Tech Stack for the Future of Work, The UnBPO Playbook by Ritesh Idnani, CEO and Managing Director, First Source. For 25 years, BPO meant one thing: do work faster, cheaper, better. Move it from high-cost locations to low-cost ones, sell full-time equivalents, compete on labor arbitrage. And it worked, until November 2022, when OpenAI launched ChatGPT, and the old playbook started its slow burn. The global BPO market grew to $415 billion by 2025. But that growth has been incremental, more of the same. Meanwhile, generative AI, agentic workflows, and digital native competitors have made one thing brutally clear. The model built on labor arbitrage and FTE pricing is running out of road. When I joined First Source in September 2023, clients were asking harder questions. Competitors were offering commodity solutions. Technology was advancing faster than our business models could adapt. The wake-up call wasn't a single moment. It was the accumulating weight of evidence that incremental improvement wouldn't cut it anymore. So, we burned down the old playbook. UnBPO is our response, not a rebranding, a fundamental reimagining of what outsourcing can be. The old BPO model ran on a pyramid, large pools of entry-level workers, thin expertise at the top. That worked for labor arbitrage. It doesn't work when AI handles Tier 1 inquiries and automation processes thousands of claims per hour. The pyramid crumbles. What replaces it is a diamond: specialized expertise, continuous learning, human-AI collaboration. Depth beats breadth in an AI-enabled world. Leading consulting firms like McKinsey are going through the same transformation, moving from armies of junior analysts to smaller teams of specialized experts augmented by AI. The pattern is the same everywhere you look. Building for this future comes down to six things working together as a system, not as separate initiatives. It starts with re-engineering workflow, breaking complex processes into atomic, modular components that can be recombined for different needs. A 40-step process requiring weeks of training becomes components that can be learned in days. When a client's business shifts, workflows reconfigure in days, not months. Underneath this sits what we call an intelligent context framework, capturing not just what decisions were made, but why. The inputs, exceptions, escalations, and judgment calls that traditionally lived only in people's heads. Over time, this becomes institutional memory that makes future decisions faster, more consistent, and more resilient to turnover. Then comes workforce. AI will replace jobs built on repetition and transaction processing. But it will also create entirely new categories: AI orchestrators, exception handlers, empathy-driven problem solvers, domain specialists who bring judgment to complex situations. Our Unbound platform enables hyper-personalized, continuous learning at scale. Our gig sourcing platform blends AI-powered virtual agents, domain expertise, and global freelance talent. The Diamond model isn't about having fewer people. It's about having the right people doing higher-value work. At the core of the operating model sits agentic AI. Our philosophy is simple: data for AI, AI in everything, AI for everyone. We've built a domain-specific language model trained entirely on U.S. mortgage industry knowledge, not a generic model adapted for mortgage, but a purpose-built system that understands the nuances of mortgage lending as deeply as an industry veteran. Through partnerships with Lyzer and Applied AI, we're moving from proof of concept to measurable business impact in weeks, not quarters. But here's what we've learned. The future isn't human versus machine. It's human with machine. Every agentic workflow has a deliberate role for human judgment. In industries where decisions affect people's financial futures, health outcomes, or legal standing, trust isn't built by black box algorithms. It's built by transparent systems with human accountability. We're building co-pilots, not replacements. And none of this holds without continuous change management. Transformation isn't a project, it's a capability. The traditional playbook, big launch, intensive training, go-live date, doesn't work in a world where AI capabilities evolve monthly and client needs shift weekly. The only way to drive continuous change is to create psychological safety, permission to experiment, fail fast, and learn faster. Traditional BPO is dying. What's being born is far more valuable. Human expertise, AI capabilities, and flexible talent combining to deliver outcomes that weren't possible before. The tech stack for the future isn't about the latest AI or the most offshore centers. It's about orchestrating humans, machines, and workflows for disproportionate value. That's the future we're building,